The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Hey there, everyone. I'm Greg, coming at you with a little dose of reality about two guys who are the poster children for what not to be, Chuck and Billy. Goodness gracious, let me tell you, these two are a special kind of stupid, and that's being respectful. I mean, Chuck thinks NASCAR is a superhero from some comic book. And Billy? Oh man, that dude once tried to microwave a metal fork. What are they doing on FM radio? If I wanted to hear stupidity on repeat, I'd just sit in my driveway and let my neighbor's dog bark for an hour. Seriously, folks. These two have lowered the IQ of the entire airwaves. I can't even imagine what their show is like. Probably just a bunch of rambling about the best flavor of ketchup or how to avoid doing laundry for a week. So grab a drink, sit back, and get ready to laugh your socks off at the expense of these two legends of foolishness. So let's get this circus started.
All right. Thanks, Greg. That was
sweet. All right, yeah.
I appreciate that. Really.
That's our friend, supposedly.
Yeah, so kind. Anyways, yeah, so he's back on back from vacation. Yeah.
What kind of vacation did he go on?
I don't know. He should have went on a longer one.
That was a long one, sure. That was already a long one.
He should have definitely went on a longer one.
He should have, yeah.
We pay that guy?
Deep diving into vacation.
We pay that guy?
I wonder if he got a tan.
Maybe.
A spray tan.
Yeah. He looks nice. He looks like a Dorito chip.
Yeah. Boy, people tend to like to look like a Dorito potato chip.
Yeah. Cheesy.
Cheesy. That's cheesy, Chuck.
You're so cheesy.
That was such a cheesy thing to say.
I know. It was cheesy.
Hey, by the way, you're listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield Radio. What are we doing today, Chuck?
I was thinking we should pop up some facts in another way. I mean, before that, we, just so you guys know, we were on an awesome show that is part of WTBR, which is The Stuff.
Yes.
We were on the show with these ladies. It's going to be a broadcast tomorrow, hopefully. I'm not sure.
I believe it's tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
I think
tomorrow
morning
at 8:30, yeah. So you guys got to listen to that show. It was the most fun me and Billy have had in a while. I mean, they're great. They're the funniest people I've enjoyed being with. So
yeah, that was a good time. So you guys tune in tomorrow morning, 8:30 in the morning, to listen to Stuff.
We got to do it like them though. Stuff.
Yeah. 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 Stuff. But they invited us on to their show, which was an hour long, and it was the best fun hour.
Oh, it was great.
That I've had in a while.
It was so great. We did like voices. I did Chantel. And
yeah, Chantel was introduced. Yeah,
they were like, "Oh my lord!"
but it was funny.
It was funny. It was good. It was good.
It was funny. You can't miss that show. And if it's new to you, then tune in. You definitely got to listen to it, and then tune in again the next week. So
yeah.
Thursday mornings, 8:30 a.m., and that's Stuff.
Always listen to them guys. They're great.
Yeah,
we
had some good fun. I wanted to call that one Stuff Your Cup.
Stuff Your Cup. That's what it should have been.
And if we have them on our show someday.
It's going to be fun. Not your cup of stuff.
Cup of stuff.
Cup your stuff. Cup of stuff.
Stuff your cup.
Stuff and cup.
Cup of stuff.
Cup of stuff.
But anyways, what are we doing today?
We're going to do some facts. I mean, things that I read today, I was just like, I was in awe. Like this one right here, like Fruit Loops. The Fruit Loop Loops are all the same flavor.
Really?
Yeah, now my life is over.
Everything I knew when I was a child is all a lie.
That's lime. Wait, that's lemon. Oh, that's strawberry.
It does taste lemony.
Yeah, but then you're
and then limey.
Yeah, limey.
Limey.
Oops. Anyway.
Limey. Well, you know, here's a fun fact that I learned today.
Yes.
just with reading this. Flamingos bend their legs at the ankle and not their knee. That's their ankle. So that whole big long 12-inch, 13, 14, 15-inch foot, they would have to order shoes online. Don't you think that would They would have to. They would have to special order shoes.
They could never wear a knee brace.
They essentially stand. they essentially stand on tiptoe. Their knees are closer to the body and are covered by feathers. This is just the first of many weird facts.
That's weird. That is super weird.
Super, super duper weird.
This one's pretty cool. Did you know it's impossible to hum while holding your nose?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, it makes sense. It makes perfect sense.
Because you can't breathe. Sounds like you're drowning in your own self-pity.
Hey, you know that reminds me of? That reminds me of... That reminds me of Howard Stern. Remember he was like...
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to get kicked off the radio.
Anyway.
I didn't say what he was doing.
I know. I'm just kidding.
We're not going to get kicked off the radio.
They love us here.
I don't know about that.
They do. Yeah, that's funny. I think that's hilarious. You cannot hum and hold your nose. I mean, it's obvious. I mean, I guess it makes sense. It's obvious, but because you can't breathe.
Hey, how many of you out there are roller coaster lovers? Are you a roller coaster lover?
Me?
Yeah.
I used to be. Now I get like weird vertigo.
Yeah, dude. It must come with age because that happens to me too.
And
I used to love roller coasters. Yeah. There was like, I can't remember if it was the I don't know, some dragon roller coaster that was down at the Great Escape.
Was it the Twin Dragons?
I don't remember.
I think it was something like that.
It was down at the Great Escape when it used to be the Great Escape. Now it's
that thing.
Yeah. Six Flags. I almost said Five Flags. Where'd the other one go?
Four flags. They lost the other two in a winter in a storm.
Each time something big happens in the world, they lose a flag. So but
they're red flags, just so you guys know.
Yeah, well, at least, you know, they're losing red flags.
Yeah, exactly. That's good.
But roller coasters were actually invented to distract Americans from what? Sin. Can you believe that?
Oh, my Lord, I need a roller coaster.
No wonder why we don't really like roller coasters.
You don't need the confession box anymore. Just go to a roller coaster.
But in the 1880s, businessman Lamarcus Thompson hated that Americans were tempted by hedonistic places like saloons and brothels. So he set out to straighten up one of the most immoral places he could think of, Coney Island. Immoral, he says.
There you go.
It was Coney Island, New York. There he built America's first roller coaster to give New Yorkers some good, clean fun away from seedier pastimes. Well, listen. Hate to tell you, buddy, but everybody loves sin.
Yeah. Go to your confession boxes now, please.
But it's okay. But that's funny because I didn't know that. I didn't know that roller coasters were invented to steer people away from sin.
I can't say what else. But anyways.
Right.
Here's one. You know how when you take a picture and everyone's like, oh, say cheese, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Well, this is, it says people used to say prunes instead of cheese when having their picture taken.
Prunes?
You know, I'm figuring prunes because nobody ever smiled in the picture. They're just like,
yeah.
their jowls hanging.
It was a very serious moment. Yeah. And if you look at like really old pictures, those people are really serious.
They're super serious.
It's super, super, super serious. Or either that, or they used to take photos of the people that have passed. Isn't that
weird?
That's
scary.
Those
are scary pictures.
Those are scary. Those are really weird.
I know. It's like, look, ha! And there's some of them are like, hey, you know, it's like,
yeah,
ta-da, no.
You're looking at it and you're like, man, I know that's not a real. That's a deceased person right there.
It's creepy.
It? And then you look at all of those pictures from those times, and you're sitting there wondering, is that one deceased? Is that one?
I want people to take pictures of me when I die. Tell them to put my fingers up like this.
Prop you up in some
like
prop you up on a motorcycle somewhere.
That'd be great. Do that.
Yeah, that would be creepy, dude.
It would, but
that would be like one of the best ways that you could go out and say goodbye to people because you know, it's the last hurrah. You get the last.
How are we going to get him to hold the motorcycle? Put broomsticks in his arms.
Somebody's going to have a heart attack. Yeah. You're going to be like, I did my job.
Or my hand's going to slip and it's going to go bung off the and that's going to be the end of it.
Yeah.
An eyeball's going to pop out for no reason.
Wow. You know, I also found out something pretty interesting today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I did. Dunce caps used to be signs of intelligence.
I know, but that's weird because my dad was born in the 30s. No, 20s, excuse me. And he told me when they said that somebody was being awful in class, they would put a dunce cap on him and sit in the corner. So I mean,
that's what I picture when I'm
stupid.
That's what I picture when I see dunce cap and I see like somebody sitting in a corner, like in the old days,
you
know, black and white picture,
olden days,
with a dunce cap, a big, huge, pointy dunce cap on. But it seems that 13th century philosopher John Duns, Scotus,
sounds like a skin disease or something,
believed that a pointed cap would help spread knowledge from the tip to the brain, and his Dunceman followers wore them as a badge of honor.
That's weird.
In the 1500s, though, his ideas became less popular, and the meaning of the dunce cap was turned on its head, becoming something of a joke. And that's what we were just talking about.
Yep.
So that happened in the 1500s, yeah. But 13th century, 1200s.
That's crazy. I wonder if they changed it and were like, "You're stupid, put this on." But like, huh? You're being bad. Get in here. You know.
Yeah, well, I wonder what it was that made it. There must have been something that happened in history.
Something.
To earn that badge of honor.
Ta-da! Look what I got.
Yeah. To earn the dunce cap. They must have done something really, really dumb.
I think I knew this one right here, this fact, but it kind of still shocked me, put me in awe. Like, wait, what? Adolf Hitler was nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize.
I heard that somewhere.
I heard it, but I was like, "That don't believe it."
He could have been before his
reign of terror.
Yeah, before his reign of terror.
Maybe he was a good guy. Who knows? Wait, did I say that? No. Anyways, but I mean, it's kind of shocking. I want to know. I mean, wonder how smart he actually was. I mean, people were saying he was a very smart person. But he didn't use his intelligence.
Right. Well, he used his intelligence for something negative.
Yeah.
Instead of something positive. And, you know, it could have been put towards something so much better.
Oh, yeah. But probably could have been a great leader.
It was said that he was he had some knowledge.
No, I'm not saying he's a good guy, people. Don't worry about that.
No.
We're just saying that you never know what could have happened.
It was the choices.
Yeah.
I mean, bad choices. We don't want to do that. Hey, guess what?
Yeah.
Before toilet paper was invented, Americans used to use corn cobs. Did you know that?
Yummy.
Alternatively, they'd use periodicals like the Farmer's Almanac, which was designed with a hole so it could hang in outhouses. Necessity is the mother of invention, after all, you know. But before toilet paper... Could you imagine?
No. Sound like a xylophone. Boom, ding, 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 ding. Hey, I made music. Oh, that's scary.
That's funny.
What do you do? Just throw it away? Or because you can't flush it. So, I mean, they didn't do that back in the day, but it was more of an outhouse type thing. But
yeah. I don't know. I guess they would just...
scary.
Dude, I don't know.
Hey, look what I found. Corn on the cob.
Throw it down the hole. I mean, would their corn still be on it?
Maybe.
And I think it's pretty funny that we're associating corn on the cob with toilet times because, I mean, what's the running joke with corn?
Yeah, that's the biggest joke ever. Everybody should know what that is.
Yeah, it goes in this, and it comes out the same way, right?
Yeah, it's creepy.
It's really just the casing.
Yeah, it is. It's just the skinny skins.
It's like a casing that's on it. It's funny. I was like, why is it coming out so whole? But do you think that...
Yummy.
Can you... Oh, that's corny.
That's such a corny thing.
That's corny.
Don't be such a cob. We're going to have to go to break in a few seconds.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. No.
Here it comes.
Man.
This PCA, PSA for you.
All right, we'll be back after this beautiful commercial break.
Support for WTBR comes from Tim's Lawn Care. It's almost time for fall cleanups. Tim's Lawn Care also could take care of your landscaping and fall lawn care needs. Also, ask about commercial and residential snow plowing for the winter. Tim's Lawn Care, 413-281-4222, and online at timslawncarelandscaping.com.
And UCP of Western Mass.
Turn passion into purpose when you apply at UCP of Western Mass, now offering full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. It's more than just a job, it's our identity. Apply today at ucpwma.org/jobs.
And all we're right. back. Merry Christmas. It's not even Christmas.
Almost.
Almost. Yeah.
Getting there.
So I don't know what this one is. Three Musketeers bars got their name because they used to come with three flavors.
Interesting.
That's a lie. What flavors? I want to know the flavors now. Is the flavors on here?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
You could look it up.
It said the original Three Musketeers bars of the 1930s came in a three-pack with different nougat flavors in each, vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry. World War II rations made that triple threat expensive, so the company cut down to one. Come on, man.
Really? Always about the money.
Yeah.
It's always about the money.
Cash.
So I have a little trivia question.
Yeah.
You're probably going to know the answers. Don't say the answer right away.
I probably won't. I'm not very bright. Remember what Greg told me last time?
This is true. which is the world's hottest chili pepper?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to leave that question out there for a little bit, and I want to see if the answer comes to you later.
I
bet you there's some people out there that know the answer to that question.
I'm probably eating it right now.
It is. I know the answer to that question, but I'm to remind myself to remind you of the question later. And do not go on Google. Do not do it.
I can't.
Did you know that Facebook was down all day?
I didn't. I was on it a couple times, but then when I tried to do live right now, it was like, no.
I don't even know.
I'm on live. It's red, so I can see it. Hey.
It's so weird, but I don't know if anybody can even go on to watch because I still can't even get on.
It's all right. I mean, at least people can see it when we're doing it.
It's not a big deal. Like, I don't really go on Facebook every day anyways.
I don't either.
Might go on and check it, but like, I
can't live on my phone like teenagers.
Hey, I mean, it could have affected other apps too, other media platforms.
So I did I was at work yesterday.
But I bet you Twitter works.
Oh, probably. Yeah. Thanks, Elon Musk. Anyway, so I was at work yesterday, and my boss took apart the vacuum. Like, she just disassembled it, right?
And
she left parts all over the floor, right? Because she wanted them to dry out. She was cleaning them and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she leaves, and I'm closing the store. And then I decided to leave a note for the guy that was coming in that says, hey, Mike, just be cautious that there's some body parts on the floor. It's pretty gruesome. So be aware when you open the door.
Oh, boy. Boy.
So I messaged him. I was like, how'd you like your note? He was like, dude, we both were laughing like crazy. He was like, I was kind of skeptical.
Well, yeah, it's you, so.
Yeah. He was like, thanks for the note, though. I was like, yeah, sure, no problem, anytime. It was just vacuum parts on the floor. He was like, peek around the corner.
What happened here?
Oh, no.
What happened?
Bad vacuum.
You've been bad.
You've been very, very, anyway.
So, moving on. The world's largest waterfall is actually underwater. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, there are waterfalls under the ocean.
That's cool.
At the Denmark Strait, the cold water from the Nordic Sea is denser than the Irminger Sea's warm water. I don't even know if I said that right, because I'm an idiot. Making it dropped almost 2 miles down at 123 million cubic feet per second.
Second.
Nice.
Okay, let me see if I can see myself, but I can barely see it. Hi, whatever. But that's crazy, man. Waterfalls underwater. It's pretty neat, though.
Waterfalls underwater.
You're going to like this one.
Uh-oh.
Queen Elizabeth II had a stand-in to make sure the sun won't get in her eyes. Go out there and burn your pupils, because I don't want to. And she doesn't even look like Queen Elizabeth at all. Like, at all.
I bet.
Hello.
Who?
Oh, it's a bit warm out here.
Where's my guard?
Well, my pantaloons, where are they?
Where did my pantaloons go?
I need my tea.
Is it tea time?
Crumpets.
Ooh. Let's be clear, we're not making fun of.
No, we're not.
We're just being...
We respect her.
Yes.
Rest in peace. Anyway.
Did you know? This is actually...
I did.
This is actually kind of funny. This is actually kind of funny. And when I found this out, I kind of chuckled a little bit. The Michelangelo wrote a poem about how much he actually hated painting the Sistine Chapel. And guess what? We have a translated version of that poem, and it's actually pretty good. It kind of sounds like something a teenager would write because they hate school.
Yep.
You know? I've already grown a goiter from this torture, hunched up here like a cat in Lombardy or anywhere else where the stagnant water's poison. Doesn't sound like he was too thrilled with his task, do you think?
I don't know what this... Man, I'm not even going to do that one. That one just makes no sense to me.
I've already grown a goiter.
Goiter?
From this torture.
That's funny. Where is that one?
I don't know.
This one doesn't make... This one's weird. I don't know what... Dude, if anyone knows what fancy riding is, I would love to know.
Fancy riding?
It says, fancy riding on bikes is illegal in Illinois. What is fancy riding? Do you like fancy have streamers riding and you look pretty?
I don't know.
You're like flipping your hair back and say, hey, guys. Hey.
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 Hey. Hey, it's me. It's fancy ride time. It's fancy ride season. I got my fancy ride gloves on.
All your friends, and you guys want to go fancy riding?
I know. could you imagine just gathering everybody up at the park and being like, okay, everybody, we're going fancy riding.
You just stop at random people and you guys want a fancy ride? What is fancy ride? Get on the back. Hold on tight. You know?
Yeah, yeah. I got streamers this time.
You guys want to do tandems? I got the three-wheel bike so we don't tip over.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah, I got the tricycles.
We're good. No, I don't know what fancy riding is. Let me see if it says anything. It says, well, maybe it says, that includes riding without hands or taking your feet off the pedals when you're on the street. No, that's not fancy. That's dangerous.
Jeez.
That's like death right there. That's funny. Fancy. Fancy riding to me is you're all spiffed out looking pretty. And you were picking up people in the park. Let's go fancy riding.
Fancy riding.
That's what I call it. All right.
That's pretty interesting, though.
It is. It's weird.
Some of this stuff is pretty funny.
It is. I mean, I don't know.
To look back on things people used to do like years ago. Like, yep. It's really interesting.
It's very scary.
Oops.
Did you find one? Did you find a pretty fancy one?
It's pretty fancy.
All right, good.
If you ask me.
All right.
No, I really didn't find a fancy one.
You didn't find a fancy one?
You know what
one?
I did find, though? I found this.
What is that?
It's pretty fancy.
It sounds fancy.
It is. Well, I remember it all very well, looking back. I mean,
is that Reba?
It is.
Reba McEntire. Hey there, young lady.
I know.
I had a... What was it? What was I going to say? I was in the car, and I was remembering the movie Pet Sematary.
Yeah.
And I remember when I did Christopher Walken voice
with the ladies.
I was thinking, wouldn't it be funny if Christopher Walken was in the movie instead of the old guy from the Munsters?
Yeah.
And he was like, I'll go there. That's sour ground. You don't want to bury anything up there.
Well, isn't this?
Yeah,
fancy.
We're fancy.
That's true, though. I mean,
that would be hilarious just having Christopher Walken. Yeah, get the kid. Don't let him run into the road. He's got to sound like the old guy, but using his voice as well.
Yeah, no.
It'd be great.
that don't let them run into the road.
Don't let them grab the child. Oh, he got hit hard. Hey, get the, you got a cat over here. I think it's, you know, that'd be great.
It would be pretty funny.
I was trying to do the old guy's voice, but I can't. I did it yesterday, but today I was doing it in the car, so people thought I was probably looked mental. I was like,
Judd,
you just can't come over there. You don't want to bury up there. That's the pet cemetery. Get the kid. What is wrong with you? I can't do it. I was doing it so good yesterday. I can't do it today.
Yeah, I remember you were working on, it was like last year or something, you were working on Joe Pesci.
Oh, that was terrible.
You were trying so hard to work on Joe Pesci.
Hey, Joe Pesci, I can't do it. I still can't do it. I sound like the penguin with a hot, on helium.
It's a tough one to do,
Joe,
I think.
Pesci, how you doing? The two youths. <I know.
laughs> Do I amuse you?
Why? Tell
What's
me
so
why
funny?
You think I'm funny.
What's so
huh?
funny?
Why do I amuse you, huh? Why am I so funny?
Like a clown?
Like a clown? You think I'm, why am I funny? You tell me.
Do I amuse you?
I don't know. You're just funny. Why am I funny? You tell me why I'm funny. This guy.
This guy right here.
This guy's crazy. Man, we're almost over. Come on.
I know.
Should be in here for freaking another hour.
It goes by fast when you're having fun.
I know, man. We got to not have fun. We just got to sit here and stare at it. I'm like, why is it taking so long?
All right,
so your question. We got 3 minutes. Your question about the hottest pepper.
Yeah, the hottest pepper in the world.
Maybe the Carolina Reaper?
It is.
Oh,
ding, ding,
yes.
Ding, ding, ding.
I thought it was. I was going to say the Ghost, but then I was like, no, there's one hotter than that, and I know it's a Reaper, so... Oh yeah, it's Christmas time. You better watch out.
That's right, guys.
It's Christmas.
This is the ultimate best like Christmas song.
So did you like that pterodactyl, Mom?
Yeah, I saw that. That was great. Listen, everybody, you guys, we got one more show before Christmas.
Yep.
So I mean,
oh, and just so you guys know, Greg's not going to be here next week because he said he's got things to do. So Tanya's coming in. She's a lady that's going to do the intro for us and the outro. So we just wanted you to know there's Christmas music in the background. So
yeah,
Greg's super nice. Thanks.
Who
Greg.
Doesn't love Bruce?
Yeah, who doesn't love Bruce? Bruce is the best.
I know. Here it comes.
That Christmas.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout.
Because Santa Claus.
So kids, tuck in and make sure you got dancing, jigging something in your head. I don't know what that is. Anyway.
Dancing something.
Sugar something, like sugar donuts.
Yeah, we can call it sugar donuts.
Yeah. Glazed donuts.
Dude, this song used to get me ramped up for Christmas when I was a kid.
I loved it. I loved Chris. I like the old stuff, like... Nat King Cole and all them guys, all the old stuff. I mean, that's good. That's good class. That's a classic, but
it is. But man, I don't know. It was always Bruce Springsteen, man, and this song would pop on, and I'd be like, "Yeah, Santa's coming to town. Santa, I know him.
I know him.
Santa,
I know him.
I know him."
But in any case, you know, again, it is only 2 weeks left until Christmas.
Yep.
And so...
Already.
I know. I hope everybody has got their shopping done, or at least close to done, because there's going to be a whole bunch of stores that are not going to be open on Christmas Day.
I've got nothing done.
I got everybody
24/7.
Done. I got them all done.
Oh, well, we got 15 minutes, so we just wanted to thank everybody for joining the show, listening. Hope you guys have a good rest of your day. Thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR.
WTBR.
You've just plowed through another stirring episode of Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. If you were hoping for some enlightenment, well, you've been invited to the wrong soiree. Chuck regaled us with his utterly riveting tales that could put a caffeinated squirrel to sleep, while Billy's grasp of reality slipped further away with each laughable comment. I think we can all agree that this show is like a delightful train wreck. You can't help but listen, even though it's utterly baffling. So here we are, at the end of a 30-minute expedition through Child's Play with a side of insanity. If you manage not to pull your hair out, I commend you. You deserve a trophy for your resilience. Make sure to tune in next time, where Chuck and Billy will be back to transport us to the magical land of total confusion. Because who needs coherent thought during the holidays, right? Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you on the next episode of Not Your Cup of Tea, where the absurd becomes the norm and sanity is just a suggestion. Until then, keep your headphones charged and your expectations low.